Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, we are here in Miami, Arizona with a fun pop-up broadcast, and we are very excited to talk to Evelyn Vargas today about the Miami Mercantile YMCA building. It's been here for a really long time, hasn't it?
It has been here since 1917, built by one of our local copper mines back in the day, primarily built for men coming in to mine. So single men that didn't have families, that offered them a place to live and have a lot of amenities and be comfortable.
And now, all these years later, it is owned and operated by Barb Holtzen. And she asked you to stand in today because she wasn't able to be with us. So shout out to Barb. Tell us what how the YMCA building shows up today. What's going on there these days?
Barb is working so hard to keep things going in the YMCA. She's actually trying to sell the building, but it's been hard for her because I think she has a true love for the building itself. And so she's been trying to work on the bottom floor of the YMCA building. There's a beautiful space, open space on the bottom. And so they're using it for different events. You know, it's a great movie location. She's had a lot of movie groups come in and film in the YMCA and around the town. It's also a great place. She's hosted weddings there, wedding receptions, quinceañera receptions, birthday parties, et cetera. So it's a very nice space to have some kind of get together.
So this building has been around here for obviously forever. Tell us a little bit more about the history around Miami and whether it has anything to do with that building or not. I would love to know a little bit more about just the history of the town.
Specifically to the Y, everyone learned to swim at the Y. So, you know, I learned to swim at the Y. My father learned to swim at the Y. Everyone learned to swim at the Y because the building has a swimming pool and also has a basketball court. So a lot of people learn to play basketball in that court. So people that come back, it's very nostalgic. You know, it's on the south or the west end of Sullivan Street. So we call Bullion Plaza one bookend and the YMCA the other bookend. Anybody that grew up in Miami, Arizona knows what the YMCA is. But other historic places in Miami, we are getting ready to renovate the Keystone Stairs, which is a very historic staircase that starts at the bottom of Keystone Avenue and 155 steps up to the top to a mine shaft, the Van Dyke mine shaft. And that's in the early days of mining, that's how men got to work. So traveled up all those stairs to go down into the earth about a little over 3,000 feet.
And then back out and up, or back out and down again.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
My goodness.
Back up and down.
Right. And you're in the process of renovating or planning to renovate. Tell us a little bit about the renovation and the plans there.
Renovation, you know, there are a few buildings that we want to renovate and get them ready to either sell to someone interested in coming and opening some kind of retail shop. Business development is huge for Miami right now. We really want to get some of these buildings moving. Some of the challenges are that electrical or plumbing, things like that, because they are very old buildings, but that's what makes them unique too. So with that uniqueness comes the challenge of the renovation. But there have been a lot of property owners that have gone through that renovation and have done just such a beautiful job with their buildings.
Well, Courtney Odom and Phil Stewart both come to mind. We just had them on our show earlier today, and they both talked and spoke about not only the challenges, but also the success in renovating their buildings.
Yes. And, you know, for people that have come from Miami, for them to come back and step into some of these buildings, it's just a beautiful sight to see because they have these memories. And so it might not be the same, but still the feeling is there. So Joanna was talking about the Lyric, and the Lyric was a theater in downtown Miami, and it suffered a loss because it burned down. I think the last thing to be pulled from that pile of burned wood was the Lyric sign, and thank goodness for Larry Brown, who has passed away, but a very well-known artist and teacher in the area. He saved that Lyric sign, and that's how they named their Soda Fountain, the lyrics Soda Fountain. So a lot of people are taking names from the past and naming their new businesses from names of the past. And that's kind of how we're preserving, you know, the history of the town.
I know when Barb and I exchanged emails, she was really sad that she couldn't be here today because the Miami Mercantile YMCA building has been such an important piece of her life. You mentioned there's two floors, two stories to that building. How is the top floor being used specifically today?
No, currently the top floor is not being used. I think there's 20 individual rooms, which would make beautiful hotel spaces, office spaces, whatever it might be. We are really working hard to try to get that into the new owner's hand, who wants to do something very positive for the town of Miami. So we would love to see a restaurant, retail space, hotel space, office space, a space for the arts, maybe guitar lessons and dance lessons and things like that. Within the gym area, there's a stage. So we could bring drama back to Miami, Arizona, because there's already a space for it.
The YMCAs across the country really are one of those focal points for cities and towns, big or small, where they've changed the way that the YMCA has been over the years. But I love that you have explained the roots of that building and how it originally was used. So thank you so much for sharing a little bit about the Miami Mercantile YMCA building and being here for Barb today. Where can folks go to find out more, whether they're interested in purchasing or they're just curious about the history? Where can you recommend that they would find out more information about the building?
You can always call me, Evelyn Vargas, 928-812-9267. You can stop by the town hall, or you can call Barb directly. I'd have to look up her phone number. We're looking for that right buyer for that building. You know, we want to preserve its history, the integrity of it, and move it into the future, you know, through some type of education, retail. You know, it could be a multi-purpose building for a lot of different things.
My mind is racing with ideas and joining you in that. And I don't think Barb would mind. You've shared your phone number as well. Barb's number is 928-793-2272. Again, 928-793-2272. And I mentioned that I was here with Evelyn, of course, but I failed to mention that Evelyn is the Town of Miami's Economic Development Director and, of course, the great spokesperson today on behalf of the Miami Mercantile YMCA building. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.